Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is March the 27th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Samuel, chapters 22 to 24. God will deliver us from the evil one if we trust him. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse number 14 like this. And David stayed in strongholds in the wilderness and remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. The life of David makes an interesting study for any New Testament believer. He was an unknown entity whom nobody knew or cared about, including his own father Jesse, who did not even bother to include him in the lineup before Samuel when he had visited his home. His seven older brothers were physically more suited to become the king of Israel in the eyes of both Jesse and Samuel. However, God had to explain his selection process to Samuel in this manner that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse number 7. Do not look at his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God had indeed found in David a man after his own heart, and had chosen David to be commander over his people as well. From the time that the anointing oil was poured on David as the next king of Israel, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, from that day forward, that David's life took an interesting turn. David started getting access to the royal palace and King Saul, as the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul and a distressing spirit from the Lord started troubling him. As David was a skillful harp player, his musical services was sought to refresh King Saul whenever he was distressed. David's next big break to show his valor came when he got an opportunity to confront the Philistine Goliath and kill him. But King Saul immediately started getting jealous of David when he started receiving more praise from the people of Israel. And David became a wanted man, condemned to death by King Saul from that time on. The Bible records that King Saul had reigned for 2 years before he broke God's commandments. For the next 38 years, Saul reigned as the king of Israel without God's anointing and approval. During this long period, David had to wait patiently before ascending the throne as the king of Israel. Not only that, he was relentlessly pursued by King Saul and his men all over the countryside of Israel. During this time, everyone who was in debt, distressed, and discontented with Saul, which was totaling about 400, gathered with David and he became their captain. In fact, very soon the number of David's followers increased from 400 to 600 men, and now they had fled to the wilderness of Ziph, that was southeast of Hebron. As we read the above text, David and his men hid in the strongholds that were encased by the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. These strongholds suggest a geographical area and not a single location, and refer to the various hideouts in the ravines and caves where David and his followers found refuge. We further read that God did not deliver David into the hand of King Saul, and God was in sovereign control of David's destiny. No matter what men may do to us, God will work out his purposes in us, and his providence will never fail us. Today, we also have an enemy that we are engaged every day in a spiritual warfare, and this enemy is none other than Satan and his forces. For we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12 like this. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In order to be victorious in our fight against Satan, we need God's help to protect us against the attacks against us. Let us remember that God will deliver us from the evil one if we trust him, just like he delivered David from the hands of Saul. Even though David may have felt secure in the strongholds, his real security and protection was Jehovah God himself. Can we go to God today and ask him for his protection and deliverance against the demonic attacks today? Let our prayer be in line with the prayer that our Lord Jesus has taught us, that we read in Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let us always remember that in this life, we will never be free from the presence of evil or the attacks of Satan. However, when we put our total trust in God, he will deliver us from the evil one every time. Finally, let us find strength from the words of the psalmist that we read in Psalms 46 verses 1 and 2 like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.